Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and being joined today by the ADM speech coach, Jackie Seidel. And Jackie, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you are absolutely welcome. And, I told you obviously off the record, just bear with me. I'm kind of recovering here from a sore throat, but, interested in kind of learning all about these, speech. You've been busy and you're only getting busier. I thought for a way to start off, you're coming off the state large group speech contest. But before we get into those details, can you kind of give us some background of what exactly speech team entails? Because like for me, I'm someone that's really unfamiliar. So I would like to maybe start off with a background about that.
Sure. So the speech team is offered at the high school level here at ADM and all across the state of Iowa. Our primary goal is to offer experiences for our kids to grow with their public speaking. And so we are just kind of finishing up with our large group season, and then we will be moving into individuals. But with our large group season, there are multiple different categories. There's really something for everybody, from recorded events to live performance events. Even mime is part of the speech team. So there's just lots of different ways for kids to continue to grow their verbal and their nonverbal public speaking skills.
Well, thank you for that. It's your 16th year as the ADM speech coach. And, I got to say, I haven't met you, but I would say you're not over the age of 30. At least that's what it sounds like. So you're doing good.
That's what I tell everybody.
Yes. No, I love that. So I was just wondering, you took 9 teams to the state large group speech contest. Is this the most teams that ADM has had represented?
No, that probably isn't our highest. We typically have somewhere between I would say that 8 to 10, 11 teams that make it. Every year is different depending on the amount of kids that are interested in speech. Sometimes we have upwards of 80 to 90 kids on our speech team. This year we're a little closer to 60, but it really depends on just kind of how we break that out. We were so excited, though, for those 9 teams. They were great quality teams to represent us at the state contest.
And obviously before that, 13 teams were at the districts. Can you go ahead and just run through and name the groups that were represented at state, at least maybe their categories?
Yeah, sure. So we took a one-act play. We took a reader's theater, a choral reading. We had 3 improv groups. We had a short film, 1 ensemble acting, and we actually had 1 solo mime, which even though it's an individual person, we do that in the large group setting as well. I think that would be all 9 of them. I hope I haven't forgot anybody.
No, I think you nailed that. I think I counted 9. So
okay, good.
Yeah, great job on that. And then, of course, obviously, I had the pleasure of talking to 2 of your students, Chloe Clark and Elena Freeman, before the state competition. And, yes. Just very sweet, outgoing individuals, and I don't know, just really had a great kind of head on their shoulders. What would you say that you love the most about working with your speech students?
Man, their drive to just be able to perform at a really high level. Like you said, I've been doing this for 16 years, and so I have pretty high expectations of what I think my teams can accomplish at a district, state, and even at that all-state level. And so just seeing them start from 0 when they come into that performance practice, that first practice, they don't necessarily always know what kind of craziness I have up my sleeve. And then when we get going and it all comes together, it's just the coolest thing. I enjoy being with those kids every evening and seeing them grow into amazing public speakers.
Well, I can hear the passion in your voice, and it really transcends to your students. So that's fantastic. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So All State will be held this Saturday, February 17th, at Iowa State University. Can you tell us, first of all, what time will that be at? And by my understanding, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, this isn't a competition, but more like a showcase?
Yes, we call it a festival. And so what that means is we want every group that is nominated for Allstate to feel the honor that they deserve to be there, that this isn't a let's go out and beat the other teams, but that we are all just there celebrating the amazing work across Iowa. And so it starts at 8 in the morning. We had three groups qualify or be nominated, I like that word better, for Allstate. Our Reader Theater group is going to be performing. Their time is 10:40 a.m. Our choral reading group is performing in the afternoon. I think their time is 3:26. And we had an ensemble acting that is actually nominated as a non-performing. Just means they don't have enough time in the day for every single ensemble acting to get to perform. So we won't see those on Saturday, but they still get all of the same honors and recognition as the other two groups.
All right. And of course, you know, we do have the groups and all of the students going on our website at raccoonvalleyradio.com. So you can go ahead and check that out. And Jackie here, so following Allstate, then you'll keep it rolling as there will be individual events for districts for speech. First of all, what are maybe some challenges from transitioning from groups to individuals?
Well, one of the challenges is time, because we are still having a few practices for those readers, theaters, and those choral reading kids, but we want to be getting those individual kids going as well. So just kind of making those schedule changes on the fly and opening up as many opportunities for kids to come in and practice their individuals. We did something a little different this year. We took this model from a few other schools that we had one of my assistant coaches that was primarily focused on helping those individual kids get their pieces found, get ready for practice. So they have been working on their pieces since November, which really helps that when now we're making that transition from large group to individual, that they are ready to go and we're not still in that planning process, but we're more in the fine-tuning. So that has been a really positive change that we've made here at ADM, and I can already see the positive change it's had in the kids' performances. So I'm excited to see them get ready for districts and head to districts in a couple weeks.
Yeah, no, that'll be really, really exciting. And if it's not too early, do you know when and where that competition will be?
Yes, I do actually. So that we are slated to head to Waukee Northwest on that, is it the 24th?
Yes.
That Saturday, yep, okay. On Saturday the 24th, we don't know the exact schedule when we'll have kids. We have 34 kids that are competing in individual events, which is a really high number for us. We typically don't have that many. So I think, again, a testament to getting them started early, getting them excited early has really helped our speech individual team continue to grow. So, yes, we'll be in Waukee that day.
All right. Well, you know, Jackie, that's everything I have for you. Is there maybe anything else that you would like to share?
I appreciate you giving a little spotlight to the speech team. I feel like it's always great to get some recognition for these kids. After district individual speech, we actually are hosting state individual speech on March 9th. So maybe this is a nice little plug for anybody who hears this that would like to volunteer and help us run this amazing event for over 100 schools to reach out to me at the school, because we would love to have as many amazing volunteers as possible.
Okay, so that is coming up Saturday, March 9th. So mark that down on your calendar. And yeah, of course, Jackie, we will get the word out. Thank you so much for taking the time and good luck with everything. I mean, over this next month going forward. And yeah, wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. That is our Dallas County Let's Talk program brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. And that is the ADM speech coach, Jackie Seidel, right here on Raccoon Valley.